name is Philippe Cornet, or Philippe Cornet. I'm 50 years old. Basically, I'm a journalist, a reporter, a photographer, and filmmaker living in Belgium.
And you've been to the United States how many times?
About 25 times. I started in 1981, very first visit in 1981 in New York City.
So this show is from the last 2 years?
Mostly from the last 2 years, with some pictures taken in 2011. In fact, it started in 2015 in the Universal Studios in Los Angeles. I took a few pictures that day in July 2015. What really struck me was that that world was so much more multicultural than I had seen before, because I hadn't been in some to attraction park before since maybe 20 years before in the U.S. And then I discovered another U.S. society through that park.
Now, there's a photo. It's very catching, which is a woman who has put Minnie Mouse, it was not really Minnie Mouse, but some cartoon ears on top of her hijab.
I was really fascinated by that woman, and she was in the crowd just like me, and she had the mix of a melancholic sight, you know, un regard mélancolique, and then this scarf on her head, and then some sort of Minnie's ears. And the combination of the three, I think, makes a pretty good picture. I just tried with l'édition spéciale du Vif USA Special. I tried to give maybe a more personal way of looking at things coming from America, and we tried to sort of catch up the cultural and the intellectual matter of America, because I think in Europe we are full of cliché and prejudice about states, and most of them are true actually. But there's more to discover than that, of course. They come into America.
Since you've started going to America, have you seen a change?
It's difficult. Yeah, probably. When I was in New York the very first time in 1981, New York was still like in Taxi Driver, the Scorsese movie. It was pretty wild and crazy, and also very exciting. Regarding politics and economics, I think that the middle class is probably disappearing a little bit, like what's going on in Europe. And probably the things are going worse and worse, socially speaking and economically speaking. I think from the Reagan years, it has been a huge gap between rich people and poor people. I mostly take pictures on the street, so except for the few portraits with the people with the flag, but I try to tell a story, even a short story in a picture.
Visually, what are you looking for? Just whatever is going on?
No, not whatever is going on. I think there is also some kind of melancholy and also solitude and this feeling of loneliness in most of my pictures here.
Well, for instance, the photo you took of the elderly Chinese gentleman crossing the street.
Yes, that one, yeah, because I was on the street in San Francisco, and just I saw this gentleman, and for me, so in the middle of the street with obviously a cane or whatever, and he looked pretty old and pretty on his own. And to me, it really summed up, you know, loneliness anywhere in the world, really.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.